Hey everybody, how's it going? If you didn't notice, this is going to be a coffee talk kind of session. This is something I've been wanting to work into the picture for a long time. I just wasn't sure when I was gonna get around to it or what kind of production I was going to apply to the situation. But I decided, you know what, I'm just gonna sit down, start drinking coffee, and start sharing, and that's pretty much the extent of it. So this first episode will be a little bit about why I'm doing this, and then we'll get to the talking points. These are going to be super, super casual. I'm very used to putting the time and energy into structuring full episodes that flow a certain way. So there may be times where I pause because I want to gather my thoughts, that kind of stuff. It may just be a little clunky. So we'll see how it goes. But anyway, the reason I'm doing this is because I like bringing in something that's a little more personal, something that's more casual, instead of always focusing on gameplay. Gameplay this, gameplay that. Like, ooh, what's he talking about? How does this apply to shmups? Blah, blah, blah. I think there's something to be said when we share life experiences that still relate to shmups. But how often do we ever see someone, like when you see a 1cc run, like you're almost never hearing their thought process, what they went through emotionally, if it was like a very, very big challenge they were undertaking for X amount of weeks or months or whatever. And that's the kind of information I love to hear. I'm not so interested in just like all the game related stuff. I love hearing the background stuff about the person who actually did it. And I think in ways, when I think about my interests when it comes to people who are very skilled players and people who are just starting out, I actually have way more interest in the people who are completely new to these types of games or clearing an easy mode for the first time ever, because there's just so much you can dig into when you start asking questions or just looking at how they approached it, the things they struggled with. It's just very fascinating to me. So anyway, with all that out of the way, let's just get to today's talking point. I wanted to share a little bit about what I went through with Crimson Clover, specifically while bringing in the idea of attachment and what a shmup means to us. Because I think that plays a big role, which I will probably say numerous times throughout this episode. But when I think about I think that clear for Arcade Original, it took me about 20 or 24 days. And I remember there were some people I would see bang that out in 3 days. And there could be a number of factors like, okay, maybe they're more experienced, they're more used to this, this, and this. Maybe they're fine with just banging out the clear no matter how it looks, whereas I feel I'm very meticulous in how I explore and practice. So it's not that I'm a perfectionist, but I feel in ways that I put more time than is maybe necessary into certain things, because I thrive off of repetition and just really dissecting even the most seemingly insignificant portions of stages and stuff like that. So that's one thing. Another thing that came to mind after the fact, this was some time ago when I cleared that, like months and months now, but I thought to myself, I'm wondering if part of it was the idea that I had created in my mind of what this game, specifically Arcade Original mode, what that meant. Because if you ask anyone who knows the game, like most people will say it's like one of the hardest difficulties out there. I'm sure there are harder games, but I think we're all in our own little sphere of games we're aware of, games we have played, games we're likely to play based on what systems we have and whatnot. So in ways, there are some things that are kind of just like outside of your reach. Currently, anyway. So for me, when I went into arcade original. I had obviously played the summer before. That's when I had my initial phase of tackling that mode. And I got to stage three and it was just insane. And that's kind of when I took a break. And then obviously I came back to it and that's when I cleared it. So I had some taste and then I had some awareness based on what others have said about it. And I think in ways, all of that combined, especially what I had experienced with the game, in my mind, I created this idea that Crimson Clover is, like, again, within my sphere of games, Crimson Clover is the hardest thing currently. Like, anything else would just fall under that in terms of difficulty and what it would require of me. So I thought to myself, if I can do this, like, that's just the absolute epitome because of what I just created. And I think that sort of attachment, that kind of projection will certainly play out in ways. So a bit about the experience that I had with Crimson Clover. I thoroughly enjoyed the experience, but it was the only time where I could feel a draining effect. And obviously, part of that was maybe my approach at the time, and also just this intense need to clear this game. For me, I thought to myself, like, okay, I didn't do it in the summer. I only got halfway through the run. If I don't pick it up and do it now, am I actually ever going to do it? Or is it going to be something that I kind of say, like, yeah, I'll get to it someday, but never actually do? So I decided, you know what? I have to do this. I cannot let this game beat me. I have to clear Arcade Original. So right from the start, there's all this pressure I was applying to myself, which obviously you want some form of pressure to stay determined, motivated, pushing through the challenges. But in ways, you got to be very careful that it's not a kind that forces you to do something you're not enjoying. For me, I enjoyed Crimson Clover, so I just kept going. But I did start to notice some effects, like, not right away, but I think near the end of the 20-some day span, I was getting to the point where, even though I had seen all sorts of progress and made it to the true last boss a few times, you know, you have those classic moments where you have it down to, like, the last sliver, and you're just thinking to yourself, oh, what is it going to take to just do that last little bit? Like, am I actually going to be able to do this? Like, for me, for those who know me, you'll know I'm, like, a very, very determined person. When I set my mind to clearing something, I just do it. In my mind, there's no other outcome other than me succeeding, because that's what I choose, that's what I focus on, and that's what I shoot for. And I work until it's accomplished. So it's an extremely, extremely rare thing for me to have even a hint of doubt creep into my mind and start gnawing at me. But that's what happened. I had some days where I was just feeling this gnawing, like, oh, the more time that passes, the more it's just eating at me. Like, I have to beat this. Like, it was just, yeah, it was wild. So I think one thing that really helped me, and it's not that I've ever done this for any other shmup, but I think I will apply it more and more because it just, to me, it makes sense. But it's part of what I want to talk about today, is having some sort of daily reminder or reminders. So for anyone who has ever looked into manifestation or anything along the lines of achieving or being successful, a common theme you will see is that people set themselves up for success. There are countless ways to do this, but two of the ways I did it, on my water bottle that I see multiple times a day, that I grab multiple times a day, and it was nothing fancy. I just, with Sharpie, I wrote what my intention was. So something, I don't remember the exact words, but something to the effect of like, I'm going to clear Crimson Clover Arcade Original with Type Z, and that way I'm constantly seeing this thing that's reminding me right when I look at it every single time I pick it up to have a drink. And that kind of reinforcement is really powerful in life. The other thing I did, which I feel was not necessarily like even more powerful, but right up there, I took a piece of cardboard, I bent it in half so it made like a little tent shape, just like a triangle. And with Sharpie, I wrote, "It's already yours." And those words were very powerful for me to see. I set it right by my TV where I play and record, and I still have it there, actually. It hasn't come down since. But those words were very powerful for me because based on who I am, who I know I am, in terms of my commitment and what I know I'm willing to do and capable of doing when it comes to banging out a goal, the only outcome, like I said, is achieving success in whatever it is I'm attempting to do. Like, I will not rest until that has been achieved. So it was just a great reminder to see that, oh, it's already mine. I just need to keep doing what I'm doing until I reach out and secure it and take it, because it's mine. So I'm not saying you need to like fill your house with little cardboard pieces or write on your glasses or your water bottles and that kind of stuff. But I do feel there's something to be said about equipping yourself. Because think if you were doing it in the opposite way, if you were writing negative messages, not that you would ever do that, because it's, yeah, pretty much counters what you are aiming to achieve. But just think about the effect it would have if you picked up your water bottle 20 times a day and it said, oh, like, you can't do this, you're not going to do this. I think that would certainly take some sort of toll, whether we realize it or not. I feel that would certainly take have some sort of effect. So that was Crimson Clover. That's what I did for that. I want to talk just a little bit about Vesara 2 as well, because that was another... There are three games that I consider the hardest things I have ever cleared. Vesara 2, Crimson Clover, Arcade Original, and the very hard mode in Devil Engine. Those three games are just insane. So Vesara 2, that was one where... From the very first night, the very first time I played it, I knew it was going to be a long journey and that it was going to be an intense challenge and that I would have to grow. I would have to actually evolve as a player during the playing of that game just to clear it. I couldn't jump in, play at my current skill level and beat that game. I knew I'm gonna have to grow huge for this. In some situations, you might not want to play a game like that. You might want to ease into something like that. But at the time, this was months and months ago, at the time I said, you know what, I loved the first one. I am absolutely going to bang this out. I don't care what it's going to take. I'm loving this game already. I'm just going to do it. I'm committing to it. But it was interesting. It was one of those very rare situations, like the few moments of doubt near the end of my Crimson Clover experience. It was like that, where I thought to myself that first night, it was actually, it was actually after I think the stage 3 boss. I was playing on the computer, so I was using save states just to kind of practice my way through the full run, just to get a feel for things. And the stage 3 boss took, I'm not sure if it was 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours. It might have been like 2 hours just to make it through that boss fight a single time, and that was a sloppy single time. I was doing a lot of experimentation, a lot of different things, so obviously that adds time to it. And like, I always want to not just piss away special attacks and bombs and that sort of thing. So that obviously contributed to it taking longer, but it still was a very big challenge. And I remember after that, I thought to myself, do I really want to pull the trigger on this? Do I really want to commit to this? Because holy smokes, if I'm struggling this much on just a stage 3 boss, and the levels themselves are just wild, you cannot let up for even a split second. It's actually one of the most demanding shmups ever. In ways, it's actually harder than Crimson Clover. Just because with the stages in Crimson Clover, it's tricky to explain. Like, the game certainly throws a lot at you, but in Vessera 2, you constantly need to be charging and releasing your blade. And the later stages are just mind-numbingly insane. And again, this was much earlier in my serious shmup playing, so I think I would have a much better time now if I was to go back to it, and with a new approach, a healthier maybe, or at least more efficient approach, it would probably just be a different experience. But I remember thinking, holy smokes, do I actually want to? Because like I said, I knew it was going to be a long journey. And so Vessera 2, I obviously went ahead with it because I was like, you know what? There's no way I'm backing down from Vessera 2. There's no way that's happening. So I did it. It was a month and a half. There were times where you would see progress, times where you wouldn't notice the progress, even though I'm sure there was some happening. There were times where I think there was a solid week, if not 2 weeks, where amongst casual runs just to see how things were going, the main practice was just a single boss. The same boss for 1 to 2 weeks. I think it was the stage 4 boss. Yeah, the water one. That took, because I'm not using anything online, I'm figuring out my own method, my own best way to go about it. So for me, it was like, okay, if I want to crack this and do it the way I want to do it, it's going to take X amount of time. That's all there is to it. So with moments like that and everything else in the mix, it took a month and a half. And for anyone who has ever played every single day for a month and a half, sometimes hours, and not because I was in a state where like, oh, like I've got to force myself to play a certain amount of time. Like, that wasn't it for me. I was genuinely loving every moment of the Vessera 2. I woke up every single day just stoked to get at this game. And so, even though it was like a very, very challenging experience, it was an absolute blast. And I still love that game. It's so good. But yeah, that was another time where you've got to really... Not, and like I said, I only did the visual reminders for Crimson Clover, but you could easily have done, I could have easily done something like that for Vessera. But I think the point is, if you are ever attempting to do something intense that you know is going to be a really, really steep difficulty or take a lot of time, find ways to just remind yourself of what it is you want to achieve. And the more you can see messages or something that represents the truth of where you're heading or your capabilities or what you know you have within you for accomplishing whatever it is you want to accomplish, I think there's something to be said about that. To be honest, I think that kind of wraps up the chat. Like, I don't think I really have too much more to say. Not all of these are going to be like, ooh, there's a big message at the end. Sometimes it's just going to be me sharing experiences. Because like I said earlier, there isn't enough of that happening, or at least in the kind of stuff I love to hear. It's always about oh, do this in the game, do that next, watch out for this enemy, or use this method. Like, that's great and all, but there's just something so exciting about hearing a breakdown of someone's thoughts or what they went through in life, not just all these experiences limited to inside the game, but outside, because, yeah, shmups bleed into everything and vice versa. So, yeah, I think we will leave off there. I will just enjoy the rest of my coffee. It's a very windy day out. I thought about doing a setup with my actual mic, but I don't have a desk anymore. That's a story for another time. So I figured, yeah, I'm just going to sit in front of the tablet here and record, regardless of how the sound quality is, and we'll just see how things go. You can let me know what you think in the comments. I would love some feedback if this is something you enjoyed. I just noticed the Cabbage Patch Baby has been laying there the whole time. But yeah, I really enjoyed this. It'll be nice to kind of pepper in coffee talks like this here and there with the other types of videos I put out. And it's just an opportunity for you to see me, hear me, and just have down-to-earth talks about things we struggle with and different angles we don't always get to observe or hear about in other types of shmup videos. So anyway, that's enough rambling. I will leave it at that. You all have a stellar day. Thank you so much for being here, for checking this out. I appreciate the support, and yeah, we'll see you next time.